The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. Your friend Matt back again to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together. And we have a lot of ground we must cover, including Georgia's brightest stars seem to shine the brightest on the biggest stage. We'll talk about that. Plus, I think the Falcons' future at quarterback could have some surprising options. That and an annual reminder to Braves fans as the Hot Stove League heats up. All of that coming up, but first I'll remind you we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service, taking you to some of the greatest destinations on the road, giving you 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations, game tickets, meet and greets, tailgates, you name it. It's all happening, like our trip to see the Dirty Birds and the Aints in just 2 weeks. Maybe it's Desmond Ritter's first opportunity to play, and you can be there with us for a two-night stay at the JW Marriott, right there in the French Quarter on Canal Street. Game tickets, a pregame party, and more. You can book at atlsportstrips.com. And the newest trip we put up for Georgia fans trying to make their plans for the national championship, this is for you. Instead of the traditional 3 days in L.A. paying for those hotel prices and airfare, we're giving you an awesome alternative. We're doing 3 nights in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, January 7th, 8th, and 9th, with round-trip luxury motor coach transportation from the MGM Grand to SoFi Stadium in L.A. on game day. Picture a rolling tailgate with fired-up Dogs fans. You can be a part of it, and you can book worry-free. If the Dogs don't make it to the title game, all trips are fully refundable. Book your championship weekend of gambling and football now at atlsportstrips.com. That's atlsportstrips.com. As we look at the calendar, Georgia and Ohio State still 24 days away, and it's going to feel like it takes forever. But I know Georgia fans will have their attention on the Heisman Trophy presentation Saturday night. Probably for the first time in 30 years, they'll really be dug in. That was the last time a Georgia player was a finalist for the award. That was Garrison Hurst, the great Georgia running back, who was a finalist along with San Diego State running back Marshall Faulk and eventual winner, Miami quarterback Gino Toretta. So as I was thinking more about Stetson Bennett, who is a Heisman Trophy finalist, I continue to be amazed at some of the Stetson slander from people who, frankly, either haven't watched him play full games or just see the stats, see his size, made an opinion about him a year ago and aren't willing to budge on it. It reminds me a little about what was said at the time Trayvon Walker was starting to get buzzed as the potential number one pick in the NFL draft. You remember what the talk was? Well, look at his production. He doesn't put up the numbers. And the people that actually watched said, yeah, because he plays about 40% of the snaps. Georgia was so deep across the defensive line and, frankly, across their defense, their players played the fewest amount of snaps pretty much of any national championship contender because they rotated guys in to keep them fresh down the stretch. So what you did is you looked at Trayvon Walker's tape, which looked good, and then you saw the numbers and said something's missing. No, you weren't watching. Trayvon Walker always had the ability and the opportunity, but he just didn't get the reps and the snaps that other players would have gotten. I'll say this about Stetson Bennett. He seems to save his best for the biggest stages against the best competition. He's not alone in that department for Georgia. Doesn't it seem like Georgia's best seemed to show up on the biggest stage? And it happened again on Saturday against LSU. Jalen Carter, 4 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, a sack, a pass breakup, and he lifted up Jaden Daniels like a baby, held up the number one figure, and then put him down like he was a child. Brock Bowers, he does this every time Georgia plays a legit opponent. 6 catches, 81 yards, ho-hum, a touchdown. Ladd McConkey, 5 catches, 69 yards, touchdown. Stetson Bennett threw 4 touchdowns in the first half, and Georgia tied an SEC championship game record with 35 points. Then you look at the backfield. It's been a while since you've seen Kendall Milton emerge as the number one back for Georgia, but now he's got fresh, healthy legs. And you saw against LSU, he ran for 113 yards on just 8 carries. Deshaun Edwards put up 77 yards. Kenny McIntosh, 68 all-purpose yards and 2 touchdowns. And then you talk about some of the other defensive pieces. Chris Smith has the a return for the touchdown off the blocked field goal. He has a pick later in the game. It is not coincidence that Georgia is the best team in America, and it just so happens their best players seem to show up on the biggest stages. I would fully expect that to happen again when Georgia plays Ohio State on New Year's Eve. And if they win that game, I would expect the same to happen in the national championship at SoFi Stadium just 10 days later. If you are looking for a great place to watch your games, I highly recommend the Daily Draft. It's my go-to sports bar in downtown Woodstock. Why? Well, it's the ultimate sports bar experience. It's not that deep-fried sports bar menu. It's a chef-inspired menu with great choices like soup, salads, flatbreads, wings, burgers. You name it, they have it all for you. Plus a craft beer bar that you crafties are going to love. Self-serve taps, which makes it uber convenient with an on-demand card to get what you want when you want. It's multi-levels, too, and it's got a 9-foot movie-sized screen right in the middle with a front-row seat that's about 5 feet in front of it. A cool couch that you can grab that real estate and enjoy your college football Saturday, your NFL Sundays, your hoops during the week. Check them out, downtown Woodstock. It's the Daily Draft. You can follow them on their Facebook page or Instagram, or check out their website at thedailydraft.net. As the Falcons continue to enjoy their bye week, I'm sure Arthur Smith and the Falcons, as much as they deny looking at the standings, once they saw Tampa win the other night against the New Orleans Saints, maybe it made it a little bit easier for them to make the transition to Desmond Ridder, which I believe will happen. I think when the Falcons get back to work on Monday, Arthur Smith will announce that Desmond Ridder will be the starting quarterback for the final 4 weeks. Now, I don't know what Desmond's going to do. My gut, and I've said this all along, is I wouldn't expect much. In fact, I think he's probably going to struggle a lot. And I've told you, I think the Falcons find their next quarterback either through free agency or a trade, which is not traditionally how you do this because the draft has always been the way you've done it. The Falcons right now are slated to pick 10th in the draft. I don't know what happens in the final 4 weeks. It could be anywhere from 7 to 13 or 14. And the way the quarterbacks come off the board, Bryce Young's probably going to go 1. C.J. Stroud not far after that. Are they in the Will Levis business? I don't know. I've given you guys this pipe dream about Lamar Jackson to the Falcons, and that's why it's a pipe dream. It's a long shot, but if the Baltimore Ravens draw a line in the sand and say, we're not paying you the guaranteed money you want, but we're also not going to let you leave as a free agent. So they tag Lamar Jackson, meaning somebody has to be willing to trade for Lamar. We saw the Falcons ready to move heaven and earth to sell their soul for Deshaun Watson. It was an incredible trade package. The reason we know what the package was, teams had to agree with Houston's trade offer before they could even talk to Deshaun. So the deal the Browns made would be the deal the Falcons would have had to make. And then when you look at the money, maybe the Falcons weren't going to go the full guarantee that Cleveland gave Deshaun, but they were going to go a ridiculous amount of money, go deep into the salary cap hole because they were already dealing with salary cap jail, and they were willing to do it. So yes, they would be more than willing to do it for Lamar, and I think they'd pay him guaranteed money. But it's a pipe dream. It's a long shot. I've also talked about Aaron Rodgers to the Falcons. If he once again whispers he wants out of Green Bay, if I'm Aaron, I think it'd be intriguing. Get to play indoors. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, nice running backs, Cordell Patterson, offensive mind and Arthur Smith, but again, maybe a long shot. Folks, keep a couple of these names in mind, and I don't even know what to make of it, but if the Jets think this Mike White thing is real, I wonder if they'd be willing to listen on offers on Zach Wilson. And if you're the Falcons, sure, we'll give you a mid-round pick on Zach. We have nothing to lose there. First-round talent, for whatever reason, hasn't clicked yet, but it's far too early to know what Zach Wilson is. If you're the Falcons, maybe you kick the old tires on what Zach Wilson could be, or vice versa. If Zach takes back the job with the Jets, maybe Mike White, for instance, is a guy that could be in play for the Falcons. I think there are a few of those opportunities. What if in San Francisco, for whatever reason, the Niners decide the Trey Lance thing isn't in our future? Or the Falcons could call and say, sure, we'll give you a mid-round pick for a first-round talent to see if we can get that out of Trey Lance. I've also brought up the idea of the Falcons signing Daniel Jones. I don't think Daniel's a great quarterback. I think he's good, but I think he fits what Arthur wants to do, a guy who can do things with his legs, and he's younger, but I think it's going to cost you. Not elite quarterback money, but it'll be pricey. The other one that doesn't excite me much, I could see Ryan Tannehill becoming available if the Titans decide it's time to move on from him because he gets too pricey. They did draft Malik Willis. Would you want Ryan Tannehill for a year or two? And I think it'll be 36 or 37. Again, that doesn't intrigue me much, but these are all names to think about if the Falcons are looking at free agency and the trade market with a ton of money and about 80 million reasons in salary cap space to go spending. So just keep that in mind heading to the offseason. All right, one more quick note I want to talk about involving the Braves as the Hot Stove League continues to heat up. Did you all see the report, I guess I'll call it a report, or a rumor that surfaced the other day? This one came from an MLB.com writer who had the Braves involved in a trade for Sean Murphy, the Athletics catcher. This is Mark Feinsand, who had this. He tweets at 5:58. This was, I believe, on Sunday night. The Athletics appear getting close to trading catcher Sean Murphy, per source. The Braves are considered to be front runners to acquire the Gold Glove winner, though other teams remain in the mix. Now, I read that and went, huh? The Braves love Travis d'Arnaud, and they're paying him for another year. They've got a diamond in the rough and a cheap backup catcher in William Contreras, and they still have Manny Pena on the roster making $4.5 million. So I read that and went, okay. Well, then 45 minutes later, Feinsand tweets, update on Sean Murphy. It still appears Oakland's close to a trade, but the Braves are not, in all caps, going to be acquiring Sean Murphy, per a team source. I'll remind you like I do every year. If you hear the Braves' name involved in any of this stuff, 99% of the time, it's not true. They keep secrets better than the Pentagon. If the Braves do something in free agency or in the trade market, do you know when you find out? When they send out the press release. The only time something got out is because a fan ran into Yasiel Puig at the Omni. That was the only time we were able to go, oh my gosh, the Braves are on something, because you saw Yasiel at his 6'5", 240-pound chiseled body leaving the hotel and went, hey, he's here to meet with the Braves. Other than that, you found out about the Matt Olson trade. We were on the air on the radio when the news broke after it was already done. The same thing when the Braves signed Josh Donaldson in the first hours of free agency in 2018. Same thing when they signed Will Smith. Same news when they signed Kenley Jansen. If you hear the Braves involved in any of this hot stove stuff, 99% of the time, it's not true, or it comes from an agent, another team, or a player, and not the Braves. Hopefully that'll be the reminder again, because the Braves do such a good job of keeping everything in-house. All right, if you guys would now hit the subscribe button, I'll wait. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Or follow the pod on any of your favorite podcast platforms. We're available on all of your faves every morning around 10 a.m. if you would follow on the Daily 10 feed, or you can search out my name just to guarantee you have it waiting for you each and every morning. I will talk to you next on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan. We're back again here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.